Day? Well, it's because you're listening to Radio Life and Style, of course. It's coming to you live from the heart of Balito, where the music is good and the people are just the best. That's what we're doing right now, introducing you to another really cool lady that you should know. I deal with this next guest on a regular basis because she's so connected. She helps line up some of our best interviews right here on Radio Life and Style. It's her business. It's the industry she's in. Her name is Glenda Thompson, and she will get you noticed. That's the name of her business anyway. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her story, putting her in the spotlight as part of our Women's Month feature. And Glenda, welcome to Radio Life and Style once again on a Wednesday. How are you doing today?
Oh, Mike, thanks so much for having me. It's so exciting to be back in the studio and chatting to you. Yay.
This is something we've done before, but it's nice to put the spotlight on you, because often when you're in, you're telling us about some cool upcoming event or cause or someone else that's worth knowing. And obviously you are really dialed in and connected. This is your game. But for those who don't know much about you, Glenda Thompson, and your brand Get You Noticed, tell us a little bit about who you are and what business are you in?
Mike, yeah. So I'm in the business of getting people noticed. That's what I love to do.
You do it well.
But I've been in PR for many years. And I'm also a writer. I've been a journalist and an author of kids' books. And I love what I do. And I've been doing it for a long time. And I started because I wanted to get into advertising, actually. I wanted to be a copywriter.
Yeah.
So that's how I started off way back in the day as a copywriter. And I found that it didn't actually, you know, and also wanted to go overseas. I was from Zimbabwe originally, is living in this landlocked country. I wanted to travel. I wanted to get out and about. And I wasn't earning enough money. So that's when I found out about PR. I went into PR. I actually started a course in Zim for public relations practitioners, because back in the day it was always known as people who just wanted to drink gin and tonic and stand around chat.
Well, in some places it still is that, but so it's been a journey from those early days, and
yep.
It continues to be a journey. What defining moment in your life would you say shaped your career and really influenced your path into PR?
Yeah, well, so that was probably it. It was the advertising angle, and realizing that, you know, advertising was one thing, but PR was something completely different. And I wanted people to understand what the company or what the brand was all about, and the person behind the brand. And that's what I've concentrated on a lot with my Get You Noticed business, is getting people to understand the person behind the brand. Because if you don't have that person, if you don't have that dynamic entity behind a brand, you actually don't have a brand. Mm. And that's what I've done with companies like Hirsch, is getting Margaret Hirsch, who was, she didn't really want to get out there. She thought everybody else was better than her. Well, not really better than her, but was more acceptable to the public than she was. And, you know, just giving her that nudge to get her out there. So I just absolutely love getting people noticed.
Well, that's the thing. And so getting people noticed on the one hand, but then getting people to understand who they are and diving even deeper. And it keeps you busy. I mean, as you say, you work with some big names, some big talents, and you've helped shepherd them through different phases of brand growth and expansion. And how do you balance the demands of your professional career with your personal life? And what advice would you give to others striving to achieve a sense of balance?
You know, so when I first started out, I was single, obviously, and so it wasn't a problem balancing. And then when I got married and had kids, what I started doing was writing. I didn't like kids' poetry books, you know, the nursery rhymes. So I started writing nursery rhymes for my kids, and they got published. So, it was creating that balance of, I wanted to continue working,
yeah,
but I had these little kids, and what do I do? So it was writing poetry books. And then when they grew up and They were at boarding school and they used to come home. You know, we needed to find things for them to do. So I became a travel writer and in places like Zambia and Swaziland. And, you know, managed to get the kids out the house, and we used to do some amazing traveling together. So it was, wow. That was a great balance. And now that, you know, I'm a widow and I've got just so much time, and I would never, ever, ever retire, because this is just what I love to do. And I'm still writing a lot, and there's so many fantastic things still going on in the PR world. So, yeah, it's great. It's about, well, I suppose... Yeah,
you stay curious. That's the other thing. You're always like diving into news. You've just told me about a bunch of people that I need to start listening to podcasts, and you're dialed in. And I think that's part of who you are. You've just got this voracious appetite for finding out what the latest trends are and who's making waves. And obviously, we are in Women's Month, as we've said. It's August, and we're shining a big spotlight on dynamic women on the Dolphin Coast. Can you share it? A story, a challenge perhaps that you face as a woman in your industry, in the world of PR, and how you overcame it?
Well, a while ago, well, many years ago, when I was a marketing manager in Zim, I took over from a guy, and he had a company car, he had a company house, he was given a massive amount of money to do traveling, etc., and he had all those things. I came into the job and I wasn't given any of those things. And I said, why not? He said, well, you know, he's a man and he's got a family and everything. I said, sure. Well, am I not doing the same job as him? Yeah, no, you are, but, you know, you're a female. Anyway, I spent a lot of time. In fact, it took me 6 months before I got onto the same level as he'd been on. But it just was, I was determined to get there, and I did. That was then. The challenges that we've got now is everything is changing so rapidly. I mean, technology is changing. You know, we've got all these new things going on in social media. It's learning how to blog. It's just learning new things every day. It's not a challenge. It's just such fun to learn new stuff, I must say.
Well, listen, this is something that that I think all the best and sharpest people have that thing inside them that just always learning, you know, forever chasing down what the latest developments are and what's hot, what's trending, and what's around the corner. What legacy do you hope to leave behind, both professionally and personally, as you continue on your journey?
You know what, Mike? It's to make a difference. It's to know that I've made a difference in people's lives, and by getting them noticed, and by getting certain situations noticed. Like, for instance, we started a preschool in a little place called Brunful out of Moy River, and that was because I'd started this paper. You know, we lived in Moy River for quite a long time as a family, and I started a paper for Brunful called the Brunful News, and that's one of my proudest moments, because I put in the paper that, you know, this little town needed a preschool, what we were going to do about it. And the churches came together and they said, well, we can provide the space in our church. But I said, no, we need more than that, guys. So we raised money. I managed to get through the paper. We raised money. And now to this day, my little preschool is out now, a huge preschool. It's called the Kulakahli Preschool in Brunful.
Still going, still thriving.
Proud moment, yeah, for me. That was way back in the day. But that was something I loved. And it is. It's making a difference in people's lives. And that's what I love to do.
That's amazing, Glenda. You can hear in the background the news sting has started telling me we're past 8 o'clock. But the news that you've been hearing this morning from my special guest, Glenda Thompson from Get You Noticed, our woman in the spotlight for this morning's Women's Month feature. Glenda, for those listening who think you're the kind of lady that I'd like to work with, who can help get me noticed and get my brand, my personal brand or my business, get it out there, how can folks get in touch with you and start walking a road with you?
Well, they can check out my website, www.getyounoticed.co.za. Glenda at getyounoticed.co.za,
and that's get you, just the
just
letter
the
U.
U.
Get
yeah.
you noticed.co.za.
Yeah.
You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. Glenda, thank you for giving us a little look into the story, a little behind the curtain, and looking forward to chatting again really soon. And I know you've already lined up some great interviews from your network for the next couple of weeks. We're going to be chatting to some really interesting people that you've put us in touch with. So thanks for doing what you do and for helping get people noticed.
Thank you, Mike. And you're great at getting people noticed too. So, yeah, we work well together.
This is just mutual admiration right here.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks so much.
Glenda. And bringing us into a look at your news right now. Top stories.